While President Bush was making his pitch for immigration reform last night, a Southern California city was considering tough new legislation of its own. San Bernardino, which is about 70 miles east of Los Angeles, could crack down on illegal immigrants by, among other things, making it illegal to rent to undocumented immigrants. Last night, the city council rejected that proposal, but as KPCC's Stephen Cuevas reports, it could still become law.
Now that the city council has refused to adopt the proposal, San Bernardino voters will decide the issue in a special election in about 3 to 4 months. If passed, the measure would also ban taxpayer-funded day labor centers, make English the city's official language, and impose hefty fines against employers and property owners who hire or rent to undocumented residents. Joseph Turner is the measure's author. He's one of a handful of people who spoke out in favor of the proposal at Monday night's Marathon Council meeting.
We have this belief that illegal aliens are somehow a benefit to our country, that somehow importing millions of people from the third world who are poor and uneducated into our society is a benefit. The dictates of common sense mandate that that is not so. Americans are tired of watching their communities turn to third world cesspools.
While the city does have its share of urban woes, like high crime and low high school graduation rates, most city council members do not believe those problems are related to illegal immigration. Councilman Dennis Baxter also worries about the measure's expense. The city estimates that if passed, it would cost $1.5 million a year in extra law enforcement fees and lost business.
For us to take upon this ourselves would literally bankrupt our city. What next? We're going to build borders around San Bernardino, have parapets in every single corner with the federales out there. If it comes to a vote, so be it. Mr. Turner, your 15 minutes of fame are over. Thank you.
¿Somos criminales?
¡No!
¿Somos criminales?
¡No!
¿Somos criminales?
¡No!
While the issue was being hotly debated in council chambers, hundreds of protesters gathered in City Hall Plaza to voice their opposition. Several civil rights groups, including the ACLU, promised to sue the city if voters passed the measure. That would put San Bernardino city officials in the awkward position of defending a law that many of them, including the mayor and city attorney, believe is unconstitutional. Standing near a statue of Martin Luther King, local immigration rights activist Armando Navarro promised the crowd a long, hot summer of marches, voter registration drives, and other actions.
Martin Luther King is a symbol of what we as a people are all about. We will march to his dream. We will make San Bernardino not the cauldron of hatred and racism. We will make San Bernardino the very fountain of justice, not justice for one, but justice for all.
Joseph Turner, meanwhile, says he and his supporters plan a long and vigorous campaign of their own in the coming days.
I'm pretty set in my belief. Somebody who goes this far with their activism is pretty confident and pretty solidified in what they believe in.
Turner admits his proposal faces an uphill battle in a city that's nearly 50% Latino, but he says he's hopeful that even if it loses, his Illegal Immigration Relief Act will serve as a template for other ordinances in other cities around the country. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Cuevas in San Bernardino.